Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app, and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2877, Frustrated That Your Goal Setting Isn't Working? By Sarah Stanzai of prospecttherapy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, reading you articles every single day of the week, always with permission from the authors or websites. And with that, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Frustrated That Your Goal Setting Isn't Working? By Sarah Stanzai of prospecttherapy.com. I work with a lot of type A people, high achievers, entrepreneurs, go-getters, perfectionists. However they describe themselves, they do have something in common. They handle their shit. They pride themselves on being decisive, competent, adaptive, and reliable. They achieve whatever they set their mind to. Working hard works for them, until it doesn't. That's when they start thinking about therapy. Actually, that's often several weeks or months before they consider therapy. Before that, they throw all of their resources at the problem, and they have a lot of them. Resources, not problems. They're not afraid to do a little research and try new things when their usual methods for problem solving don't work. These are viable options, and they often work. It's only after they've tried everything that people even think about reaching out to a therapist. People come to me because something has to change. The first thing we do is figure out where you are in the change process. Yes, it's a very clear, predictable process, which luckily for us, type A's love. Number one, pre-contemplation. You may not even know something is wrong. Perhaps you've heard about it from other people, but you haven't identified a problem and you have no intention of changing. For example, what do you mean there's something wrong with our life? I thought everything was fine. Yes, this is still part of the process, even though you don't think there's a problem. Number two, contemplation. Okay, fine, something's not right. You have an idea what it is, but you haven't decided if you really need to change. You're contemplating it. For example, yeah, maybe I should find another job, but is it bad enough to quit? Don't most people dislike their job? What else would I even do? Number three, preparation. Now that you're aware there is an issue, you want to learn everything you can about it. This is done in any number of ways: talking to friends and mentors, read books or articles, attending a free webinar or workshop, and our good friend, internet research. You start to formulate a course of action. You might share it with others so they can hold you accountable. You pick a start date, for example, I tried out a few gyms and found one that works for me. I'm going to sign up on the first of the month. I got these cute workout clothes and a few friends said they would join me. It's on my way home from work. Number four, action. This is day one, although as you can see, this process started a long time ago. Whether you start small or you jump in the deep end, you've started. For example, starting today, I'm going to only check and reply to email when I'm at work. Number five, maintenance. They say it takes 28 days to form a habit. I don't know if that's true. Either way, you've integrated this new behavior into your routine and it starts to feel natural to you. Congratulations, you've made a change. For example, I adjusted my sleep schedule and I couldn't sleep in even if I wanted to. Now I'm a morning person. And number six, relapse. Some people think of this as an optional step in the change process. I say it definitely comes with the territory. No, I'm not setting you up for failure, but creating new habits doesn't mean that you can't have slips or mistakes. The nice thing is that when you slip, you can go back to step number 3 or 4. You don't have to start at square one. You can learn from your mistake and reinforce your plan of action for next time instead of doing the same thing over and over. The bottom line, if your goal setting isn't working, it might be because you're focusing on the wrong tasks. Have you ever set a deadline and then kept moving it? Do you want to be a marathon runner but don't know where to start? If you're still just thinking about something and haven't done your research, setting a hard deadline won't work. Similarly, if you've already decided on a course of action, hearing opinions and advice will frustrate you. Each stage of change has a different task associated with it. Same goes for people in your life. If you've brought up the same issue repeatedly, it might be because they are in stage 1 instead of up in stage 4 with you. If you're confused about where you are in the process, a few sessions with a therapist can help you clarify your goals and make a plan that works for you. You just listened to the post titled "Frustrated That Your Goal Setting Isn't Working" by Sarah Stanizai of prospecttherapy.com. Thank you to Sarah. She's a therapist and often recommends it. Her posts often come from that angle, the therapy angle. And sadly, not everyone has the resources to hire a therapist, like time or the money. But if it's something that you can afford, it can be time and money both well spent. But finding that therapist can be a huge undertaking in itself. It's not uncommon to go through multiple therapists before finding someone that works well for you. So it can be a lot. So Mark Manson has what I thought was a really good article on whether or not you should consider therapy and what to look for when finding one. It's a good introduction if you're not really experienced in that area. That article is titled, "Do You Need Therapy?" I narrated that back in episode 2489. So I recommend that if you're considering it. But it's not for everyone. So in any case, hopefully this article was helpful for you and gave you some good ideas. And that should do it for today. Thank you for listening and being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.